Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Happy Memorial Day. Want to mention our veterans this morning before we get started and thank them for serving those. It's not Veterans Day, but it's Memorial Day, so of course we're remembering those lost in war, and want to recognize all the families of those who have lost family members to war and all those who served. Anyway, anything you wanted to say, Neil?
No, I support, yeah, with what you said, absolutely. And especially on these days where we have remembrance, it's important that we, even on our radio show, acknowledge and validate it, give it a moment of thought throughout the day. For those who have laid their lives down for our country, whether you agree with the causes
exactly.
or not, the element of human sacrifice is always of the highest attitude and nature.
Okay, well, today we are continuing our discussion on the vibrational journey to your soulmate. First, I want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. I sound like a broken record here on the radio twice a week telling you this, but we really do appreciate people that follow our show, that connect with us on Facebook, and that, of course, go and read Neil's books. Those are on Amazon.com. We have two accounts on Facebook. One is linked here under the Blog Talk Radio account. So under our show name, there's a hyperlink with our Facebook fan page as well as our Twitter page, and you can join us on our front page on Facebook as well, which is where I do most of our promoting and invitations for the show. So we appreciate you joining us there. And 562-596-7818. Is the way to get a hold of Neil directly if you email on Facebook or Twitter or any online medium, you will reach me because Neil doesn't use the internet. So without further ado, I want to get back into our discussion. Of course, we were talking about the vibrational journey to your soulmate and our book that we're working on, the numerology book, which we're really kind of killing two birds with one stone, working on a book of about twin souls as well. So we're doing all the preparation to do these two books simultaneously. And so many people have asked us, you know, how do I find my soulmate? How do I find my twin soul? What is the difference between those two things? We got into the differences on last show briefly. Twin souls, rare connection. There's a couple of ways twin souls can originate when the soul splits apart at its inception. Or people can come down and make a contract to join with someone on the planet and then ascend into a twin soul realm. So it wasn't like their soul was necessarily split, but they can join once they transcend to the spiritual plane in that regard, or the soul plane, I guess it would be. And then the connection between soulmates, which is someone you encountered on the soul plane, can be a romantic connection, doesn't have to be a romantic connection, but often it is, and the people that are listening to our show probably are looking how to connect with their soulmate, a life partner type of thing. So we're going to be giving some tips today.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, our book is going to reveal it more in detail, and we are working every day on this book. And there are codes that will be revealed more in the book to where you can apply them personally to your life and will instruct you on how to do
that. Because we're going to get into more, not only the twin soul elements, Neil, we're going to be getting into soulmates and the different aspects of soulmates. I mean, you know, there are probably different grades of soulmates as well.
There are different grades of soulmate, and the ratio of the how with the energy is between the soulmate, your soulmates, and how you vibrate on the same frequency as opposed to different frequencies. Because soulmates can vibrate on different frequency levels, given that we have to assume that there is also karma involved in the situation between soulmates. So,
and even in twin soul relationships, there's karma involved, because likely you've had several incarnations with that person before you can actualize that twin soul connection fully. I mean, not that you're not twin souls in the previous incarnations with them, but to really, when you're on your last lifetime with that twin soul, there's going to be something extraordinary that happens, but there's usually karma involved from past lives.
Well, that's just it. We're in the attitude of when you're looking at your birth date, you can see your own individual code level going on, and you can actually, and our book will get more into this, you can actually trace where your past lives have been and what you were in your past life and what your theme was in that past life as you go back and figure out all the journeys you have taken and all the lessons you have learned or the lessons you need to learn. In terms of the place you're in today. So that is inherent in the birth date itself. But like I said, we don't have time to get into that. That's going to be more revealed in our book. Or if you happen to do a private reading, we can talk more about that in length in those readings themselves. Because there is in readings, when I do readings, I give much more detail than I ever will for a radio show about what the individual vibration is of a birth date and how that connects to your soul. Now, when we talk about the law, basically everything in the universe is a vibration. That's the main thing to consider, because everything else is going to be more or less, it dissipates, it's gone, entropy, it breaks up and it dissolves in time, it breaks down. But the law of vibration is really the foundation of the law of attraction. And when we talk about the law of attraction, we're just not talking about how two people are attracted to each other in the physical body realm or in the emotional body realm. We're talking about how two people are attracted to each other in the vibrational realm. And that vibrational realm, I mean, you have to understand a little bit about quantum physics and science and mathematics.
Study up, everyone.
Yeah, of course. But we have to understand that everything in the universe moves and vibrates at one speed or another. Nothing rests. Everything is moving. Everything has a vibrational frequency level, no matter what it is. Even if it's an inanimate object, the molecules are vibrating within the energy itself. So everything has a movement of energy in it. And so when we talk about the law of attraction, we're talking about our cosmic and our spiritual and our twin flames and our soulmates. We're talking about, number one, are the vibrational beings, do they correlate? Are they connected? Because the vibrational being is really what the attraction is. It's not so much that we're attracted to each other on the earth plane. I mean, there is a reality about that. We can be attracted to one another on the earth plane, and that can last a lifetime. But if we're going to define it in terms of the soul or the spirit, and we're going to really get into the idea of what is a soul mate or a twin flame, we have to analyze the vibrational frequency of the human being. And the code that we use for that, it's encoded in our birth dates, the numbers and the arrangements of the numbers. Now, you know, John Nash just recently died. He was the man who made the Beautiful Mind, and he had developed a couple of theories that were quite famous. But I don't want to get into that. But John Nash, he really worked out a mathematical equation that was not a legitimate equation. It was not typical of the normal way one looks at math. In fact, when he was a young boy, his teachers thought he was miserable in math. He would end up getting the right answer, but he went about it in a different way. He would find different ways to get the right answer. And I think he developed the field theory.
And you know what's really interesting, since we're on the subject, he actually died with his wife in this crash.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to be getting into their birth dates, but I'm actually writing them down for myself.
Well, the birth date, John Nash, beautiful mind again, John Nash, mathematician.
He was a 30 equals 3, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, I was looking at his birth date yesterday.
But when his karma was up, when his master code, karmic number was up, he was getting married and having a child in the midst of that time.
Right, not with this wife.
Yeah, with his wife. No.
No.
They met, they met in 1953.
No.
And then 8 years later, they were
married. Oh, they were remarried.
Yeah.
They divorced and remarried.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so I think the marriage is here. Okay.
So they were in the midst of having that child. His karma came around 1958. Yeah, he was a 30 equals 3, but if you look at his karma, his karma was actually resolved in 1958, and between 57 and 59, he was getting married for the first time, having a child, that kind of thing. Now, but we're not here to talk about
that so much.
We're talking about the idea that in a birth state, there is a vibrational energy. Now, in my years of study of birth numbers, which I've calculated on my own level over the number of years, I've come up with a vibrational theory of a birth date. And so far it's been very accurate in how I depict it when I'm talking to people, and I connect the attitude of how I define a birth date to the code of that birth date in terms of vibrational incidences and tips in the earth.
And so in our numerology book, Neil, we're going to be talking about a form of numerology that really you cannot find on the internet right now. I mean, yes, there are certain things that are but there's nothing out there this theory.
No, nothing. I've read everything. I've spent my lifetime devoted to this study. And no, there's nothing out in terms of the theories that I've come up with that are now, we're going to be putting now into a practical form in a book. But
we want to definitely be telling people how they can start to activate this connection with their soulmate today.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, in terms of dealing with the soulmate today, there is a secret code in a vibration, in a birth date. The numbers are coded. And those numbers have a certain sequence of vibrations that have to be calculated according to the master number. So you have your master number, you have your individual numbers, and I'm not going to give away my secrets on the radio, but the correlation between the master number and the separate numbers in a birth date and how you work that out will clearly define for you your whole past life, your whole past life sequence, what you did, how old you were when you died, what your issues were, what you learned, what you didn't learn, and what you were to experience in terms of the proceeding lifetime. It was already set in tone, in other words, from the preceding life. Now, the attitude of those energies also is important, because we have to look at the vibration between numbers. So when we get into the vibration between numbers and we start to link that with our so-called soulmates or twin flames, we will
soulmates
see.
Or twin flames, because we want to make a differentiation between the two. They're not the same.
Not entirely the same. One is the foundation for the other, but they're not entirely the same.
And
in fact, you don't necessarily, to be a twin flame, you don't necessarily have had to go through a soulmate energy. Twin flame is a whole different phenomenon.
Right, so we're talking about soulmates, not twin flames today.
Yeah. And we're talking about, you know, in my world, what I do is I actually project, I go to the other side and I talk to evolved teachers on the other side. And they speak to me in energy forms that I bring back to the earthly level. And that's how I'm expounding upon this book. Now, in the attitude of this energy that we're discussing, we have to look at how the vibrational frequency appears in both its solid and mystical forms. So we have solid forms of energy that we can distinctly see Solid forms of energy is how we look. Solid forms of energy is the code of our birthday that's right there in front of our face. Solid forms of energy is how we feel. These are things that are solid. Now, more of the esoteric energy that we that lie below the surface and more of the subtle areas, that's where the vibrational waves are. And those vibrational waves are coded with energy. So when we get into the aspect of the astral body, because we really can't interpret some of these forms without getting into the astral body, which is a whole other theory of existence that helps to expound upon the attitude of what a soulmate or a twin flame is and how we can, on paper, define the correlation between two people and validate what is a real true soul.
Right, because I hear a lot about people, you know, meeting their twin flames, and, you know, I wonder sometimes how they come up with it, and there is actually a numerical code that will define that. In fact, with these two, John Nash and his wife, you know, we talked on the radio the other day about something that will either, that will eliminate the possibility of a couple being twin souls. It's found in the birth date. Obviously, we're not revealing that in the radio. And actually, when I look at their birth dates together, Neil, they don't have that code going on in their birth date. So probably
no,
a soulmate relationship. What it takes to uncover a twin soul relationship is far more extensive than just that last piece. But that one piece being there or not being there will guide you whether you can actually start to investigate the possibility of the twin soul.
Well, yeah, when you get into it, I mean, they would make a remarkable study. They both died together in a taxi after
which is very
picked up
significant.
An award. And that's destiny-bound energy.
Right.
And that would be significant in their coded birth dates once you look into it. But you have to understand that when we're looking at the vibrational energy, we're talking about an ocean of motion. We're talking about a whole scheme of energy. We're looking at that vastness. You know, they just discovered, I think it's 34,000 years ago or something, they just discovered the skeleton of a woman. And from what's left over in the woman's energy, her hair, fingernails, they can determine where she came from, what country she migrated from, what her diet was. I mean, it's amazing stuff. Even from her teeth to her fingernails, they can analyze the tracing of her life. I think she originally came from like the Black Forest region of Germany, but they just discovered the skeleton. I found it.
She pictured with a ham.
In the ham, and the attitude here is you can read the body, so you can read the body, and you can surmise from reading the body, you can kind of get into maybe from that what the attitude was about the person's life, and they discovered that they traveled a lot, and there's a lot of more migrational energy than what was originally considered, but when we get into the attitude of a birth date, that's the same code. Numbers are like, they're like skin, they're like hair, they're like fingernails. The more you go into it, the more you analyze the energies between the numbers, the more you begin to see and scope out a whole energy of vision. Now, this includes the attitude of the language of the third eye. The language of the third eye is important because the language of the third eye goes hand in hand with the vibrational energy of the astral body. And the astral body is what contains all of the history. Our physical body doesn't contain the history of our past lives. Our astral body does. So what you have to do is you have to penetrate through the physicality. That means you have to penetrate just through even the master numbers, even the birth dates, and look deep into the soul. You know, Freud started to look into the soul of man by analyzing the mind. He tried to conceptualize the mind and give it definition. And so he was dealing with an abstract energy, and then he developed his theory. But when we look at the soul, we're not looking at the mind. We're looking at the soul. That doesn't mean the passion, the feelings. We're actually looking at the content of where the soul has been. So we're on a discovery of energies that are derived from past lives that brought us to this level of life in this lifetime. And there, from there, we can start to define where our future lies. Now, that also includes the definition of the communication between our soulmates, because the combination between our soulmates and ourselves is clearly defined and encoded in our birth date. Whether you're intermingling your birth date with somebody else or just looking at your birth date specifically, we start to look at the attitude of where the energy and the vibration is in terms of the number system and the distance between the numbers.
Okay, and what I think we're going to do, Neil, is pause here because we've got a long list of callers that I want to make sure we get to. Everyone in the queue will be getting a reading, so just please keep your place in line. And I think we should continue this on Wednesday, and we can get into more, I mean, great, it's great conversation, but get into maybe some of the practical applications that people can utilize to start manifesting.
Yeah, I think it's important because I don't want to get repetitive in our surface approach and kind of just repeat the things we've been saying.
Right.
And kind of giving kind of lines of things to come all the time.
Well,
I want to kind of get into the attitude of what really is the vibrational frequency of a birth date, what that really means in terms of the number system and how it correlates to other aspects of our esoteric realm.
Yes, without revealing any of the secrets that are to be published in our upcoming book. So that's the tricky part. Okay, 604 area code is first. And again, everybody in the queue is getting reading, so just hang on. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm excited about reading this book.
Oh, good. Well, we're excited about putting it out. Do you have your radio on, by the way? I hear an echo of my voice.
It's probably my telephone is too loud. Hang on. I'll see if I can shut it down.
Okay. Because I know that will be a little
bit
disturbing.
Does that help?
Yes.
Does that help? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
yeah, with the volume on the radio. I'm Charlene. Thank you. Charlene.
I'm sorry. What was her name?
Charlene.
With a C?
Charlene.
Yes, with an S. Okay, Charlene. And your birthday?
L-Y-N-E. August 31st, 1962.
Okay, and where is your location?
I'm in British Columbia in Canada.
22, 30 equals 3. Okay, go ahead, Charlene.
Twin flame. That's intriguing. Well, I'm in a relationship with someone I love very, very much, and I tend to believe he's a twin flame. So I'm curious how I'm looking. That's why I'm like, oh, I want to find out how do I validate that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what's his birthday, first of all?
April 3rd, 1972.
Okay, 4, 3, 72, 7. 26, 8.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
Charlene,
this is interesting.
Yeah, Charlene. In fact, you are engaged right now with what I would call a transcendent vibrational human being. Now, whether that defines as a soulmate or a twin flame, you have to go into more detail than that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about the attitude about your energies together. Your master number is 3 and his is 8. And of course, or we could say his is 8 and yours is 3. That's your first two numbers, 8 and 3. Now, his karmic number is 26, and you're born in 62, which is the inverted energy. So there's a very strong correlation right there that I would say is you on one level, Charlene, you know this man from a past life. So there's a past life connection. I can't get into the details as to what that past life is. That would take, a good half hour or so.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that there's a past life connection. Now, aside from that, the energy of the past life you had with him has to do with you developing this lifetime with him to go through the episodes of the past life. But what's grand about the information here is that once that's done with this person, you get to have a new zone of energy with this person where you can transcend with them. meaning that beyond karma, working out karma with the human being, you can work out a transcendent life. That's a higher energy of vibration that goes on. The two of you together become an 11 or a 2, which amounts to sexuality. It's the sacral chakra. It's the relationship chakra. So that's very commanding in and of itself. You're also 22 years past your karma, which occurred at the age of 30. So that means that you're about 2 years from now, you're going to be going through a major change. So when you're 54, this relationship with this person will absolutely expand. So it's moving towards that goal right now, Charlene, between 52 and 54 in your age. When you reach 54, it's going to even expand more. There might be 5 to 7 years of history with this person. How long have you known this person so far?
15 years in this life, anyway.
Yeah.
15 years. So we're dealing, see, in that regard, when I talk about 5 to 7, that 5 is related to your master number. 5 times 3 is 15. So you've actually gone through 5 to 7. You've actually gone through 5 cycles of your master number, and you're with this person. You know, you're still with this person. It's been 15 years, which would put you approximately at the age of around 37.
Right.
When you met this person. 38?
38. In that time frame. I just remember it was November 18th, and that's well, for part of it anyway, but...
Well, 38 is your inverted first two numbers. So we're getting into the energy and the language of how these numbers are working through. And that would mean that his master number is 8. So that means in the 16th year for him, 15 for you, that's a multiple of 3. 16 for him, that's a multiple of 8. There could be a very stronger connection between the two of you. That I'd have to go into more detail, Charlene, and I'm getting an echo back in my talk. I keep hearing my voice bouncing back to me, which is distracting. But in a nutshell, there's some very strong elements going on here that are going to be taking place in the next 2 years. I'd love to go into more detail. I don't have time on the radio today. But yes, indeed, you do have a history with this human being. It's a past life history. You're working through karma. And you're also working towards a transcendent life with this person where, the attitude of living together, being under one roof, that hasn't already occurred. It probably will.
Okay. I guess you don't talk about what your readings cost. I would message through Facebook or through your
For any inquiries regarding readings, it's not done by email. You would need to call me directly, 562-596-7818. And the number is on the Blog Talk Radio site. Gosh, I'm hearing my voice back. But I'm the one who answers emails. So, yeah, it's best to get in touch with Neil directly.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. 951 is next. All right. And everybody, we've had a couple callers come in. We're going to be getting to each one of you. So just hang on. 951 is next. Well, we just lost one of those. Who's waiting? Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel. 5157, 2810-1. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. They called me for another job at Laguna Beach at Bonds.
At where?
Bonds Pavilions.
Bonds in Laguna?
Yeah.
Like, right in the downtown. We've been there, I think.
Right.
It's a small store, right? Oh, no, it's a big store. There's a couple. I was thinking of the one in Catalina. Yeah, I know that Bonds in Laguna.
Yeah, you had a past life with them.
Right. It's a past life working at Bonds. I don't think so. I don't think I was working in the meat department at Bonds. All right. Ha ha. Nathaniel, so did you do the interview or what?
He's supposed to do a phone interview now, so I have to wait.
That's like a long commute for you, isn't it? You're like way out in the east.
Well, I would have to move. I would move to Laguna.
Wow.
Oh, well, you'd moved to Laguna, let's see, 2015. That would be a...
not a bad place to live. I mean, I love that area.
Well, you're ripe for a move. I mean, if they offer you a really good package, you're right.
It's a union. It's a union job. It's a union job. That's why it's it might be great.
I feel really good about this, Daniel. So we've been putting out energy for you to really advance and move forward, and it looks like we're going to maybe getting our answers here soon.
That's
so
great.
I feel very good about this. I'll keep putting energy out for it. You're a continuing saga with us. And but as far as we're connected, you, I, and Kristen, we are putting out energy that this will have a nice outcome, and you'll be moving to Laguna. I mean, right now I'm got a lot of positive vibes on this one. So, you know, just be who you are, and say how committed you are to the job, and, you know, sell yourself. That's a criteria. But other than that, good news.
Good news. Keep us posted, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wow. Yeah, I love Laguna area. Beautiful, beautiful ocean, cooler weather, everything I like.
Yeah.
All right. So let's bring on our next. We've got a long list, Neil, real long, and about 28 minutes. So we've got to keep these fairly short. 773 area code.
Hey. Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Jamel.
How do you spell that?
And Jamel.
Okay. And your birth date, Jamel, and the location, please.
April 11th, 1979, and I'm from Chicago.
Okay, great.
So, y'all, you guys was talking about soulmates and twin flames. I got into it with a friend of mine, and I just want to know, was she like my soulmate and things of that nature? Her name is, you want me to give her a birthday?
Why don't you just give her a birthday?
Just birthday,
no,
not
name.
A name.
Without the name?
Yes, please.
All right. Her birthday is on July 3rd,
1978. 78. 35-8. Okay. So we got a 5 and an 8. Your master number, Jamel, is 5 and hers is 8. But
there's definite connection.
We have a strong connection going on here because the karmic numbers coincide. And, in fact, the master numbers have a certain significance.
You mean
to them.
They X, the karmic numbers?
Yeah, the karmic numbers X out. So that's important because your month and her month add up to an 11, which is your day.
Mm-hmm.
And your years are
interchangeable. Right, okay.
And your years are interchangeable, meaning that your 7 connected to her 8 is 78. And her 7 connected to your 9 is 79. When you cross, when you pass out the year zone.
Okay.
Your days add up to 5, 3, 1, 1, which is your master number. So that, there's a strong connection here. You have, what comes from this, Jamel, is a very emotional past life. If your past life could be opened up, it would have been a really emotional love story. With the sweeping music, there would have been like emotion. There would have been a lot of. It was like an
there's
emotional.
A lot of noise.
Story.
I don't know if you can keep the phone still, but there's a lot of scraping. I don't know how that's going to transfer in the recording.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
So, Jamel, in the attitude of this past life, I feel there was a lot of emotion going on, a lot of love, a lot of passion. It was really gripping. I think you did have a past life with her during a time of war. So there was but it would have been more in the 18th century. So there was something more about the attitude of war in that time zone, and it might have even been in Europe where you had this past life with her. Have you yourself ever been to Europe, or has she ever been to Europe in the past?
Yes, I've been to Europe. I think we both been to Europe before. Yeah.
There's a past life connection. So what I can say to you, because the readings are brief on the radio, they aren't long because we have so many callers. you have a past life connection with her. I can see the vibration going on. There is starting to be emotion of language that I'm starting to hear that starts to simplify and amplify, if you will, to enhance the sound of the energy and the vibration that I'm feeling about the two of you. So there's a little bit of a crisis in a 2-year zone. I can't get into that, but I want take notes, because in a quote 2-year zone, there's a little bit of a crisis. How long have you been with her now?
I've known her off and on for like 10 years.
Yeah. So off and on in 10 years, we'd have to trace where the 2-year crisis goes on, because there's a 2-year crisis within that time zone that would have occurred between the two of you, and I would have to kind of define how that crisis occurred, but it would have caused a separation temporarily. But ultimately, we're on a vibration that has enough information on it to start to analyze the depth of your connection with her.
Okay, Janelle. Well, hopefully that's helpful. Are you there? No, he dropped. Bad connection, I think. Lots of noise. Amplify, not amplify.
Amplify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amplify.
I did say amplify.
The second time. Okay, 3, 4, 7.
The first one I meant to say was emphasize.
I know, but that's why I laughed.
Yeah.
I got the meaning the second time. 3, 4, 7.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jackie.
I'm sorry, Justine, did you say?
No, Jackie.
Jackie, what is going on with our reception today? I'm so sorry. Jackie, is that C-K-I-E? Okay, and your birthday, Jackie, and location, please.
January 15th. I'm currently living in New York right now.
Do you have a year of birth for us?
Yeah, January 15th, 1988.
88, okay. 16. She's also a 32.5, right? 33.6, sorry, added wrong. Okay. 6, 7, 8. That's what I did. Okay. What's your question, Jackie?
Okay, I'm moving, and I wanted to know, will I find love there? Will everything, work itself out over there? Or where I'm
moving to? You're in New York, you're moving out of New York?
Correct.
Okay. Do you want to share the location, or does it matter?
Okay. I didn't know what you wanted to know. I'm moving to Florida.
Florida, okay.
Mhm.
Neil?
Yeah, what?
She's wondering if she's going to find love in Florida.
Oh, love in Florida?
And if everything's going to work out, probably a general moving reading.
Well, Jackie, yes, you. I think you're going to find love in Florida, but it's not going to occur until you're 20. You had a combination. You had an energy at 24, so you had a change at 24, 27, 8, 9, 31, 32. Well, you're 6 years before your change of life. Your master number is 6.
Change of life, we're not talking about menopause, of course.
No. Your master number is 6, Jackie. So your life goes in multiples of 6 from birth. Now, but your karmic number is 33, so that's not divisible by 6. But what you are at the age of 27 is your 6 years prior to that year. You're 6 years prior. So it's going to be a change. Of course, you're moving, so that amounts to one change. And you're going to get into an attitude of finding, I think you're going to find love in Florida. It's going to be with a man or a person, I assume.
Maybe a koala bear, who knows?
in Florida.
No, there's no koala.
Alligator.
Alligator.
You're going to be connecting to an individual that's very active. They're an active person. They're not a couch potato, but they're very active. They like to be on the go. They might be sports minded. If you're not, it wouldn't get in the way of your connection with the person. But this person seems very active to me. You have a 5 in your day, so Jackie, you're a very active kind of assertive person yourself and kind of courageous and all that. There's some kind of degree going on. Who in your family obtained a college degree?
I have. Are we wanting to, like, go to mom, dad type of thing?
No. The fact that you have is suffice for me, because I was picking up degree around you, and I'm working rapidly. You know, I'm working in a rapid conversation, like I'm on the freeway. So you're the one with the college degree. Yeah, this is going to be a kind of an intense situation that you have with this new love coming up. But what I mean by intense is emotional. You know, there's intensity. There's intensity in the vibration, so it's going to be quite loving. It is going to heal you from a wound from a past love relationship that kind of broke up. Have you ever been in a relationship that lasted 7 to 8 years, anything that long?
No, not really. It's just
not
there,
really.
There's an ongoing person that's, you know, been in and out my life, but it's just we're friends. It never went, you know, to that type of relationship.
You never were intimate with this person, never?
No.
Okay, well, how long is this person, the one that's been in and out?
In and out. Oh, I've known him since I was, like, what, five?
Five years old? Well, mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm understanding something. Five is your fire number. So I was talking about five being an active number because you're born on 15. So this is the 8 in your year zone. So what's going to happen, Jackie, is that this relationship coming up is going to be a very intense relationship. It could have a duration of 7 to 8 years and then be renewed. But I'd have to get more into the vibrational field of your energy to give you more information on that. But suffice to say, you're going to be in a relationship in Florida. I wish I had spend more time with you, but you're going to be in a relationship in Florida. It's going to be coming up. The relationship, too, there might be some vibrational intensity around February. So I know that takes you into the attitude of being 28, but that's not too far away. But somewhere between now and February, this person comes in.
Okay, Jackie.
All right,
well,
thank you.
Hopefully that helps. Thank you.
That's a 9-month
562-596-7818. Yes, 9-month zone. Neil, we've got 4 callers left and 17 minutes, so we're going to probably have to go over a couple minutes for our last caller. The caller's in the queue currently, 773-469-856 and 312. So we're going to be getting to each of you. 773 is first, but we do have to limit it to one question. I mean, we normally do, but we're especially strict today. Who's this, 773?
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
I have a quick question. It does not have to be answered on the show. I could even get the answer through Facebook on your page, Neil. But my question is...
Wait, Marie, we don't answer questions on Facebook, first of all, so that wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
So we can do...
Well, let me
call.
Give you
a question, I'm the
and maybe it's
I'm,
something
I
manage you can
the
answer.
Facebook account. I'm sorry?
Okay. It's, pardon?
Well, first of all, let's get your birth date.
Oh, okay. It was a general question, not necessarily about myself, but my birthday is November 14th, 1952.
1952, did you say?
1952.
Okay, go ahead, Marie.
Okay. My question was for a few people that I know who think they've met their soulmate, but they're in life situations where they're already married or they're in another relationship, but the soulmate situation is causing them a lot of pain. I want to know if that's the kind of normal occurrences when two people who are really attracted to one another can't be together. Does that itself out in that lifetime, or how do they?
The laws of attraction, Marie, are complex. You can be attracted to somebody on a very, like I was saying before, on a very emotional, physical connection. You can have that intense energy because it grips the feelings and it grips the laws of attraction in terms of the physicality of a person. But indeed, because of the laws of karma, you can't be married to somebody due to karma and at the same time find yourself at odds with trying to connect to your true soulmate because the karma is getting in the way, but the odds are that you will still meet your soulmate on the earth plane. So you can meet your soulmate on the earth plane and be married to somebody else because the laws of karma have created an off balance in the purity of the connection between you, two human beings. So there can be that true conflict in there. Usually what happens is that it's almost like you're watching a serial and two people meet in one episode, but you have to wait for the next episode for that relationship to be more elaborate and to be more fulfilling. So they may in this lifetime only have a brief connection and then take it to the astral realm after their deaths and then come back to the earth and formulate a deeper relationship, having thus eliminated the karma that was otherwise getting in the way. So we'd have to look at this in a more of a scientific way to understand the number system and to really understand the dynamics, or to even, Marie, see if there's a way to remove themselves from the marriage without karma following them and graduate into a new relationship. So, you know, it's a little bit complex, and you've got to deal with all the chakra systems when you're looking at something like this. Be very careful about the movement so you don't create new karma. But at the same time, there are ways to remove oneself from karma and move into the new realm. But before that is established, it's best to kind of analyze what the content is with the person, the two people are involved, whether it's emotional, sexual, or even soul-penetrated.
Well, maybe I'll just refer them to you. I will make sure I get your number and give it to them. I thank you. I know people are waiting to get on, and that was for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Marie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Again, you know, we share the Facebook account, and Neil doesn't use the Internet, so he can't answer questions via email. I can answer questions that are, I mean, that type of question, yes, is okay. Personal psychic questions, no. But if there's general questions about psychic information and things like that, yes, you can feel free to send them to the email on Facebook, and I will get back to you. Something you want to say, Neil?
No, I was saying that, you know, sometimes you can handle some of the questions, yeah, and that is effective too. And then
we just don't answer personal psychic questions via email. But something like that, yes, we could engage in a conversation. A lot of times I'll post in the groups when people are asking questions. And anyway, 469 area code.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello. My name is Adele, and my birth date is 9/17/65.
Hi, Adele.
Hello.
9/17/65.
Yes. And my question is, where do you see my husband and I the next 5 years?
17, 27, 37, 38, 11, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I see you and your husband in the next 5 years? You're born 65, and you are, you are right now 49 years old.
Yes.
Adele, are there, just yes or no, do you have grandchildren? No. Or do you have children yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm picking up on is not your grandchildren. I'm picking up on your children and when they were smaller. There's something going on there. Are there any teachers in the family? Anyone who ever did any teaching?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm picking up, Adele, is that the vibration of the child, which when I say grandchildren, it readjusts itself to your own children and then the teachers in the family. I'm using that energy field to kind of move into what might be occurring within the next 5 years. In the next 5 years, Adele, I see one thing I'm seeing is that it may be more on the, quote, entertainment value package, but I see you and your husband on a tropical beach.
Good prediction. I like that.
Yeah. Do you have anything in the forward motion, anything planned for any kind of tropical island or remote island or beach?
Yeah, we're going to Brazil.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm seeing that. So if you're asking me a question, you know, the vibrational energy that I'm getting with you on the radio promotes this thought, and then that thought is now validated by your conversation. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I get around that, I start to feel there's a sense of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for some reason, it's really weird because I feel like I'm in the Tiki Room at Disneyland. There's a sort of element of native music. There must be a past life connection that you have with your husband that stems back to such a setting. So
yes,
there
it
is something exotic going on, and you're validating it. I see. So there's something you know. It's kind of an encouraging outlook here. You know, I just get exploration, discovery. You're going to be, you know, if I were you, I'm the one that respects the environment, so I'm really respectful of the environment. But there's going to be these seashells. There's something about, you know, seashells have a sort of mystical connection to human beings, especially the natives of islands will use seashells.
Mm-hmm.
They use them as musical instruments. There's elements behind it. There's going to be something going on with seashells between the two of you, something crystallizing in my mind. It's almost has a purple color to it, but I want
you
to just be aware of that because it's going to come up rather significantly between the two of you. I think colors and animals and energy on our universe has significant meaning, and this will have one to you as you venture forth to Brazil.
Well, there's a decipher between Brazil and Tibet, so your real point
Tibet.
To that one. Yes,
okay.
Tibet or Brazil, yes.
Well, I would, my personal feeling is Brazil. I mean, they're both, both countries, they're beautiful countries, they're both in turmoil, you got to be careful.
And I think I am leaning more toward the Brazil because our daughter is in her studies for her doctor's degree, and that's where she's going back and forth to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then when you said teacher, it's like, yes, because she's working on getting her doctor's in the Brazilian. So, yes, that's what that is.
All right, Adele, thank you so much for your call. And Neil can be reached at 562-596-7818. We've got 7 minutes, Neil, and two callers left. 856 is next, and then 312. We'll go a little bit over for our 312 if necessary. Good morning, 856.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'll give you my birth date, October 1st, 63.
Okay. And is it Laura, L-A-U-R-A?
L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A, okay. Laura. Okay, what's your question, Laura?
I'm just looking for a general reading of what you see coming in the next few months or so for me.
21-3, and 63, you were born in 63, so in October, so you were 51 years old. And at 21, you had a change. At 21, you had a change in life. And I, you know, I don't know why I'm getting this, Laura, but now maybe I'm wrong and maybe I don't have to kind of figure out why I'm getting this feeling. But did you go through any divorce in this lifetime?
No.
Did you ever live with anybody under one roof and then you guys separated?
Not really. I mean, I lived with a friend of mine, but it was a female friend, and there was nothing with that. I just lived with her a couple of years. We're just friends.
Just friends. And you, so there was a breakup of that energy. Are there any do you have any sisters or brothers?
I have two brothers.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, what I'm picking up, Laura, is that, you know, you're slowly edging towards the age of 52, and right now you're 51. So you've gone through actually 17 cycles of your life. of your master number, because your master number is 3. Obviously, 3 times 17 is 51, which is what you are right now. So you're about to make a change a little bit here. So there's a change, a shift going on. Do you have any, are you at all inclined, are you at all artistic? Do you have any creative talents, so to speak?
I am artistic, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not an artist,
well,
but I'm artistic.
You're artistic. There's something in that element, Laura, that's giving me a vibrational connection. Also, are you one that would be interested in home design, decoration, interior design? Does that at all appeal to you?
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh. Well, that energy, as I'm moving forward through this map of your consciousness and getting deeper into the element of where you're going to go, there's going to be something to interior design. There's something in that energy, because I'm just seeing a lot of interior design in your mind. I'm seeing a lot of colors and patterns, a lot of symmetry. So there's something to do with the residential energy connected to your interior monologue of creativity that's going to move forward a little bit. And I'm getting suddenly just a strange image of palm trees came in. I don't know where that's coming from yet.
Brazil,
yeah. Did you ever live in an environment with palm trees, or do palm trees have any intricate meaning to you, you know, when you look at them?
No, not unless I were to be moving to Florida. Maybe that's coming up.
Do you have any intention of moving there?
Not right now, but I'm looking for work, so maybe that'll happen and I'll end up moving to Florida.
Yeah, okay. And what kind of work are you looking for?
Actually, I develop training. I write training and I manage training or change management programs. I do that for corporations.
She writes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do. I write and develop training.
Well, that's in the creative energy department.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a little, it's a branching away from the interior designing that I was sensing. But this attitude.
Well,
if
I had to start over again, I would, but I'm not doing that at this stage. I won't do it. But if I'd started over again, I probably would have gone in schooling for interior design.
Okay.
Because my friends ask me to help them with decorating. So I do that. I have a flair for it.
Yeah. Well, that to me is significant validation. So I have a sense you're looking for work. The attitude of you looking for work may require that you move. I'm not sure yet. But I do believe that what we're approaching, Laura, is a change. There's a change in the energy field, and it feels progressive to me. And it's going to happen before October. So we could be looking at between June, July, that there'll be a change in there.
Okay, Laura.
Thank
you. Some brief readings, but hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome, and you're always welcome to call Neil 562-596-7818. Well, we do have one more caller, Neil, from the 312 area code.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hi,
my name is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago, Karen, it's very noisy. Sure. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm calling from a cell phone, but here, I'm going to go up on the top floor. I'm in a transit center.
Is it K-A-R-E-N? K-A-R-E-N, and what's your birthday?
Correct. Sure.
And your birthday, Karen?
3-31-71.
Okay, hi.
Hello. I was wondering if you see my finances getting better. I'm consulting right now. And the girl that I'm working with, she's another temp consultant, but she's giving me a real rough time. And I'm trying to stick it out because it's a nice company. And I know that they do hire consultants, temps eventually, but I'm wondering if you see it getting better for me financially, maybe with that company or something else, side jobs, anything?
Well, first of all, Karen, I want to extend caution in your current situation. I just feel caution, first of all. And I feel a little bit of
of you getting undermined and something not really in your favor behind closed doors. So I want to exert a little bit of caution there. But having said that, I do feel that there is a better element for you elsewhere. And I do get the name.
What was the name?
There's too much interference. I'm hearing like an ocean behind you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Okay. Well, the name that I'm getting, now this is a future name, is Alice. So the name Alice is going to be important as you move forward in life.
Okay.
And that's going to be more connected with the future, your future job opportunity, which I'm a little bit cautious of what you're getting into now because of this individual, not just because you mentioned that she's giving you a hard time, but that I'm just picking up that the vibe there may not be the best for you. There's something about it that's a little bit disturbing. Also, have you worked anywhere for a period of 3 years and you left that occupation or that job?
Yeah, I worked for 11 years at another company, a transportation company. I left there because they transferred me. And I've been looking for work for like 2 years, and I found this thing, this position. But
then the three-year zone is what is the – I'm looking at the duration of time approximately since you've been looking for work. Okay, I understand.
About 3 years, yeah.
Okay, so you're about 3 to 4 months away from looking at your next occupation, but to get into the details of your current interest in this in where you're applying right now, I would have to spend a little bit more time getting in there to see if there's how thick the karma is, to see if it's something that can be worked through, or if it's just something you should step out of and seek employment elsewhere. But there is a little bit of a question in there that's intriguing me, but I would still exert caution in the term of this taking this decision.
Okay,
Karen.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. Thank you so much. I'll try to reach back out to you guys, calling you guys directly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm glad we got to her because she dropped and then came back in. So glad we got to her call. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. And, of course, we are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And we would love it if you joined us there. We are back on the air on Wednesday. And that's at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.